What's good, gangsters? It is I, Ross Bolin, here again with Jared Borislow. J-Bones, say what's up to the people.
J-Bone.
Today, Jared and I would like to implore you to help out the podcast, show your love for the show, and help us continue to grow by hopping on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast and pledging your support.
We want to be showers and growers here at RBP, but we cannot do it without your help, you sexy little listener. Our listeners are the most important part of what we do here at Bolin Media, whether you realize it or not.
That's right, Jared. Without these fine-ass listeners telling their friends and family about the show, supporting our sponsors by using our exclusive URLs and discount codes, and pledging their support on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast in exchange for premium episodes weekly, we would likely be dead in a ditch somewhere. Or, more realistically, working at Popeye's, serving people the wrong food on purpose.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's right, Jared. Every Friday on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast, Jared and I drop an ad-free, exclusive, never-before-heard edition of RBP. And oftentimes it's our best work because we so appreciate everyone on Patreon pledging a minimum of just $5 a month to ensure that one day Bolin Media can actually provide benefits to its employees.
Cannot wait for that. And keep in mind, Ross has four dogs and a toddler to feed now, and I have an amazing dump truck of an ass.
That's right, Jared. I'm fucking drowning. We've taken no outside investors, are beholden to no corporations or stockholders, and want to continue to grow our small business, Bolin Media, for as long as possible without losing the ability to say exactly whatever the hell we want to say.
Support small businesses!
That's right, Jared. You, extremely good-looking listener, can help us maintain independence and enjoy some of the best episodes of RBP ever created by joining one of the three available tiers on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast today.
And when you join today, you will immediately gain access to our entire backlog of over 100 ad-free premium episodes that already exist. So many hours of content, Ross.
That's right, Jared. And to prove just how quality the content on Patreon is, we're giving you almost 20 minutes for free today. That's how bad we want you, baby. So here's a segment from our most recent premium podcast dropped last Friday for everyone already on Patreon. We appreciate you so, so much. Thank you for being there. Thank you for supporting us. And for those of you who aren't, let's see if this does the trick. Enjoy. So you and I were discussing, like, okay, this one sucks. We're not that pumped. But what if we could build our ultimate music festival lineup? Like, if you could pick, let's say, 10 bands, 10 music acts, 10 rappers, 10 groups, 10 whatever, to perform at a music festival that you're putting together the lineup for, that's for you, that's catered to you, like, what would you go with? And you and I have both compiled our lists. Would you like to go first?
Yeah. So I broke mine down. I did 9 because I broke it down in a way I thought was more suited to a music festival.
Nine.
Exactly. I did 3 daytime, 3 dusk, and 3 evening.
Wow. Very specific with yours. Okay.
Yeah, because
you, like, really got into it.
Because I was thinking about it. Like, there's some bands who, like, yeah, I don't want to see all these bands at night. It's kind of weird. So, yeah, here's what I did. Okay. My 3 daytime bands, more chill vibes. Like, it's hot out, and, like, you want to just, like, be chill.
Just drink a cold beverage and chill.
And
your boys.
People should know I'm into sad boy music, but like,
okay.
but festival sad boy is kind of like what some of this is.
Like, give me an example.
Okay, here are my daytimes, my 3 daytimes. The Tallest Man on Earth.
That sounds like a movie.
No, he's great. He's a Swedish. They call him the Swedish Bob Dylan.
It's one guy.
Yeah.
Is he really tall?
No, he's really short. He's like 5'6".
Irony.
I know. They call him the Swedish Bob Dylan. He's incredible. A lot of people listening know who he is, but I've seen him live. He's great. I would like him to play only his first 3 albums, please, including the EPs.
Well, you know that's not happening.
I know.
But if you're getting to make the lineup, maybe
exactly.
You get to make that request.
Yeah. I do get to make the set list as well.
Fair enough.
Then I went for a little more upbeat, Beach Bunny, as everybody knows. I just saw them live. Phenomenal.
God, you're such a hipster.
I would love to see Beach Bunny live.
Don't know who that is, but I'm also old and washed.
It's like girl power, punk rock, modern punk.
I'm into that. Okay.
Super good. And then, you're going to like this one. My last daytime band, Get Out the Tissues, not to come, but for your eyeballs, because it's Sufjan Stevens.
There's a band called Get Out the Tissues,
no.
But not to come, not for your eyeballs? What the fuck?
No, that was my preemptive statement.
Oh, who's the person?
Sufjan Stevens.
Don't have a fucking...
Yes, you do!
Dude, you are 0 for 3. I'm dead serious. I have no clue who those 3 are so far. So your daytime bands are shit.
I guarantee.
But they're for you.
This is for me.
They're for you.
I guarantee you know Sufjan Stevens.
I have no clue who that is, Jared.
Okay.
Sufjan Stevens.
Okay. You're going to know my dusk bands. Some of them I know you like a lot. Well, okay, one of them I know you like a lot.
Uh-huh.
Well, first off is Lord Huron, one of my favorite bands of all time.
I'm familiar with Lord Huron.
I've seen them in the daytime. I've seen them at night. I like to see them at dusk. Great. They're great. They have a lot of different genres. They've got some more laid-back stuff, some more rock stuff, some more, you know.
Upbeat stuff. Upbeat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, good mix. Good mix.
Second dusk is, I would say, top three live performances I've ever seen, and I actually saw them headline at ACL before, Mumford & Sons.
Ooh, that's a great choice. Now, I like that pick.
I went into Mumford & Sons going, I like Mumford & Sons. I bet you they put on a fine live show. The live show was unbelievably good. I had pretty good expectations, far surpassed my expectations. I know some people think Mumford & Sons is a lame pick, but like you've never seen them live. They're incredible live.
Yeah, I've seen them live, and I'm not going to say my comparison yet for a Mumford & Sons-esque act that is on my list, but that is an incredible music festival experience, seeing Mumford, regardless of if you're really a huge fan of their music or not. If you can at least tolerate it, and I know there are a lot of Mumford haters out there, you will love them live. They're absolutely amazing.
And I bet you they play the Ted Lasso theme song now.
Oh, shit, dude. I forgot that that's them. Damn.
They probably bring out Jason Sudeikis.
Sick. Well, you could make them. It's your festival.
Oh yeah. They bring out Jason Sudeikis.
It's the Bone Fest.
And then,
is that what you would name your festival?
Bone Fest?
I kind of like that.
You like Bone? Maybe.
Bone Fest?
I can get
down
with that.
People are out there just boning down, you know, listening to some fucking Mumford.
Yeah, what if people just start fucking?
They play the Cave and we get in a pile and fuck. That's what's up.
Speaking of caves, my final dusk band is Volcano Choir.
Also heard of them.
That is,
I feel not shitty right now.
That is, in my opinion, these days, I'm a big Justin Vernon fan. He's the Bon Iver lead singer.
Yeah.
I like Volcano Choir more than Bon Iver at this point. I'm not a big
fan
of
Bon Iver. It's not as chill. It's not as sleepy time music. Like, a lot of Bon Iver is like you could legitimately take a fucking nap because it's so chill.
But the new stuff is too auto-tuned, too many weird synthesizer sounds.
Oh,
for me.
I love that shit.
For me. So,
and I will note, having seen them live very recently, as did you, there is nobody who can pull off those sounds, that auto-tune experience, the crazy shit he does with his voice live like he does.
Oh, yeah.
It's nuts.
It's great. It's just I prefer Volcano Choir.
Sure.
And my three night bands, I know you know all these because it's night. These are the headliners, right?
Yeah.
The higher up ones are a little lower down the list because that's what you want. You don't want to see a freaking headliner in the daytime. It's weird. Number one, Dave Matthews Band. Let's get some fucking Dave.
You have to, dude.
That whole day is just going to be pre-gaming for Dave. I'm going to be just like doing fucking ketamine while watching Sufjan Stevens to prepare for Dave that night. I've never even done ketamine, but I just feel like that's what I would do.
Just get K'd up.
Next up is a band I have seen headline at ACL, The Killers.
Well known to be one of the better musical acts you can see at a festival in the modern age, yeah.
I'm seeing them live in Austin at the Moody Center in September.
That would be sick.
Very punk.
Yeah.
And finally, I would say probably the best live performance I've ever seen because, number one, they only play the hits. Coldplay.
Wow. Sneaking in Coldplay. Everything's yellow at the end.
I got really lucky because the tour I saw of theirs was their last tour before they started making dog shit music with fucking the Chainsmokers.
Yeah,
and
what
shit.
Happened to them, man?
It's bad.
They completely fell off.
Uh-huh.
It was like you were getting at least one Coldplay hit every few years for most of my life, and then suddenly they haven't mattered for 15 years.
Yeah, well, no, they make songs with the Chainsmokers. So I went to their Milo Xyloto tour, which that might be my favorite album of all time, Milo Xyloto by Coldplay. And that's
like your favorite Coldplay album or
no,
your favorite
that,
album?
That might
period.
Be my favorite total album of all time.
Wow.
Front to back.
Wow. Explains a lot.
And I went to that live show. Like going to a live show, when you love an album and then you see their album tour, I did the same thing with Bon Iver. I went to the Bon Iver album or concert, like their tour for that album.
Right.
When you love an album and you get to go to the tour where they play every fucking song on it, it is amazing.
Yeah, I saw Kanye at ACL was right after My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy dropped, which is, I've argued, one of the greatest albums ever made in any genre. Probably the best rap album front to back ever made. And it was mind-blowing. And I was barely conscious because I was super fucking drunk and high. Like, could barely stand up. But I was still like, it was the greatest fucking... It was one of those, you know, where you get like emotional because you're so into the music and the performance is so good and it's like everything you've ever wanted. Where I was just a mess, a wreck by the end of it. But yeah, that is the crunchiest possible Bone Fest lineup you could have created.
What do you mean crunchy?
I mean, that is nothing but hipster white people jam band dog shit. And it's fucking embarrassing, Jared. You should really look in the mirror. All right, wow. Here's my lineup.
I hit a sound effect.
What was it?
Wow.
Wow.
Here's my lineup, all right? And mine has nothing to do with day, night, dusk, dawn, none of that shit. I don't care what fucking time it is. Here's the 10 acts that I have chosen for Bill Chungus Fest, okay? Number one is obvious, and it's Kanye West. I don't know how many... I'm not going
to
explain it.
I don't need to say
We don't need to say anything else. I'm just a ridiculous Kanye fan, and even as he slips into the depths of mental illness, I love the dude's music. I love him as a performer. I can put up with the 30-minute rant about Walt Disney and Tim Apple and whatever the fuck as long as he plays the hits, and he always does. So I've seen him live probably... I saw Watch the Throne. I saw My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I saw Yeezus. So three times... And every single time was like a religious experience. And this was before, all three of those were before he actually became a religious experience doing a lot of gospel music and whatnot. That's my number one, Kanye West. My number two is Bon Iver. And just for the reason that I've not seen that many shows where I left like more impressed by the band than I was beforehand. And I've seen some of Justin Vernon's other acts live. I can't remember if it was Volcano Choir or what is his other one?
Shouting Matches.
Yeah, maybe. What is it? Maybe Big Red Machine.
Yeah, that's the other one he does.
Not Shouting Matches.
I think that's with the lead singer of the Shins or something.
I think I saw Big Red Machine at Stubbs, but it's great. I like Volcano Choir too. Bon Iver is still my favorite version of his music because you and I are different people. We're allowed to have different opinions.
Now, what's funny is you called me essentially white hipster douchebag.
Yeah, I called you a racist, yeah.
Now, what I'm realizing is not only did I like, you're picking Bon Iver, and some people are like, oh, Ross is kind of a hipster. I picked...
Nobody's saying that.
I picked a...
Not a single person said.
You don't think
Bon
so?
Bon Iver is as mainstream as it gets in terms of, like, hipstery music, though.
Which I don't like. I like back when it was hipster. He's too mainstream now.
Eh, whatever, dude. My number three is Jay-Z. One of the few rappers on the planet who can hold an audience... in a way that makes it an incredibly appealing show. I saw him at the shit-ass UT fucking basketball stadium.
Frank Irwin Center.
The Frank Irwin Center, which is just a pile of dog shit.
Well, it literally is torn down, isn't
I think
it?
It's gone now. Yeah, they replaced it. But it was nuts, man. Like, every single person there hanging on every single word the dude says, it was just amazing. My number four is Kendrick Lamar. And these are not in order from, like, 1 to 10 by rank. This is just 10. And, like, I'm just giving you them in a random order. Kendrick Lamar is the fourth one I would choose. I saw him open for Kanye in Houston during the Yeezus tour, and I already liked Kendrick. Obviously, he's got a new album dropping. Hopefully, it is a double album. But after I saw him live, I mean, there's a reason Kanye chose him as his opener. It was because the dude can legitimately perform. Like, it was almost as good as Yeezus, and Yeezus is one of the best live shows I've ever seen because it wasn't even like a concert. It was like performance art. There was all kinds of crazy shit going on. Kanye brought out actual Jesus at one point. I mean, you know, like a guy dressed up as Jesus that looked just like him. It was nuts. But Kendrick's an incredible performer, so he's my number four. Number five would be Tyler, the Creator. Have you ever seen any footage? Like, if you have Amazon Prime, he put Call Me If You Get Lost, the performance, on Amazon Prime so you can see what the live show is like. It's crazy. The guys who do the best live shows are the ones that are willing to invest in themselves. They put a lot of money into the stage, the set pieces, and all the crazy stuff that you see go on in the background while they're performing. And maybe nobody spends more on his live show, aside from Kanye, who has burned millions and millions of dollars doing so, than Tyler. Tyler's great. Love him. Love his music. And I've never seen him live. Number five? One, two, three, four. No, six. Pearl Jam.
Oh, I almost put them on mine. I was thinking about putting some hard rock in there, and I almost put them in.
I love Pearl Jam. I'm a big sucker for Pearl Jam. Eddie Vedder's a genius. I've seen him once, but I was like way the fuck back, bro. It was the ACL Sunday headliner, I believe. So I was wiped and didn't fight to get anywhere near the stage. So I would like to see them be closer up.
Even flow.
Yes.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite Pearl Jam song.
Better Man's a great song. Pretty sad. Pretty sad song, but
it's whatever album like Daughter is on. It's just that whole album.
How about the entire Into the Wild soundtrack?
They did the Into the Wild soundtrack too. Okay.
Eddie Vedder. No,
just Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder did every single song, and a lot of it's just him going. Hey, for like 2 minutes.
That's what he's good at. That's the hits for me. Just get Eddie Vedder up there doing that shit, and I'm good. Number seven, J. Cole. Never seen him?
Who's Jake Ole?
Jake Ole is a he's a fiddle player from Milwaukee, and he's my favorite fiddle player. I've got to get some fiddle in my Bill Chungus festival. So no, J. Cole, Jermaine Cole would be my next rapper on there. And then to bring some more legends into this, Outkast would be my number.
Oh yeah, that would be wild.
They are so fucking good. I did not get to see them at
What's
ACL.
What's their live show like?
It's kind of like there's not a ton of distracting shit going on, or at least there wasn't in the few minutes I got to see at ACL before I got dragged out of there, and we don't have to get into why. But I don't know how to explain it to you. But Outkast is my next one, and then Dave Matthews Band.
You had it on there.
I've seen Dave 3 times, and I used to go see him every year in Houston when he would come through the. Oh, Jared, how rude of you.
I'm
Jared,
sorry.
Your alarm in the middle of the show.
Such a
just
dickhead.
Unbelievable. I saw him at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion in the Woodlands in Houston, which is one of my favorite musical venues I've ever been to. Granted, I haven't been to that many. I haven't been to Red Rocks or whatever, so shut the fuck up, Colorado people. But it is like the closest thing to Red Rocks we have in Houston, and Dave puts on one hell of a show. And again, just like with Mumford, it's not about really whether or not you're a huge Dave Matthews guy. Like, Satellite doesn't have to be on your top five for you to really, really enjoy Dave. And I hope it's not, because they're not going to play that shit. No matter how many times you yell it out. I've learned that.
I have never heard him play Satellite live in the 3 or 4 shows I've been to.
Satellite. And then my number 10 is Jack Harlow.
Okay. You were just ripping this guy.
No, I'm kidding. It's Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham is my 10th. Jack Harlow sucks. That dude is white Drake light. Like, if Drake had none of the swag and all of the lackadaisical flow, Jack's new album sounds like me on a day with terrible depression, but for the entire album, like, he's trying to be boring and lacking in energy. And I get that there's some level of coolness to not giving a fuck, but you should probably care a little on at least one song. The album blows. It's mostly built on other people's shit. Song 1 has a Destiny's Child sample that he has destroyed forever. There's the fucking Fergie song. There's the fucking song literally called Dua Lipa. He's just jacking other people's clout and applying it to his dog shit tunes. And Jack's got good music. Just none of it on this album.
What's Poppin' is a phenomenal song.
Great song. He's got a couple hits that are undeniably good. But fucking G-A-L-A-M... Sex in the AM, that song sucks. And it's been stuck in my head for weeks. It was stuck in my head yesterday. It was stuck in my head this morning. And I just can't express enough how disappointed I am in this dude. Because initially people were like, oh, wow, Jack Harlow is everything Lil Dicky wanted to be. Lil Dicky is 100 times more talented than this dude. It is not fucking close. There is no way Dave is looking at Jack with jealousy. Absolutely 0.0% chance that dude gives a shit about Jack Harlow. Lil Dicky is living his best life. And Dave on Hulu, I think it is an incredible TV show. Like a top 10 show of each year that it drops a season. So, I do not want to hear it, Jack Harlow fans. You have shit taste if he's a great rapper to you. You do not know what you're talking about. Please, please keep your mouth shut. You're making white people look bad. Bo Burnham would be my last one. Because, I mean, I want to see Inside. I want to see it live. But even if he didn't do, you know, you always want him to play like the album you love, like we just talked about. Even if he mixed in some of the older shit, he's got some really funny older songs. I'm just not sure they're like PC approved in 2022. So, but Inside is incredible, and I would love to see Bo Burnham. So he's my 10th. And that is my ultimate music festival lineup. I feel like I did a really good job. I did do a really good job, Jared, and so did you. Absolutely crushed it. And if you'd like to hear the rest of that ad-free premium episode, you know where to go. Patreon.com/Ross Bolin Podcast. That's patreon.com/Ross Bolin Podcast. We need you. We do. We really need you. Go to patreon.com/Ross Bolin Podcast today. And if you're like, listen, Ross, I can't take another hour a week of you talking. Fine. then at least go to bolinmedia.com/shop and grab some merch to support the show. I would add, if you are on Patreon, you get a 10% off code for the Bolin Media merch shop, which is nice. Also, keep in mind, summer tends to be a little slower for us in terms of sponsorships, which pay for the two free episodes we drop weekly. So some weeks, like this one, currently, we will only be doing one free episode here on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen this week. So if you're not on Patreon, you might end up thirstier than Jared after looking at Elon Musk's mom on the cover of this year's Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Follow us at the Ross Bolin Podcast on TikTok and Instagram, at Ross Bolin Pod on Twitter. Jared, where can we follow you?
At Jared Borislow, at Formula Bone.
Wow. Listen to the Formula Bone F1 show wherever you listen to RBP, and we'll be back Wednesday with another full episode of the Ross Bolin Podcast featuring both Jared and I, and only Jared and I. Then, this Friday, you'll find another premium ad-free episode on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast if you are smart enough to be there. Until then, peace be with you, and also with you.
Join Patreon, bitch.